Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We are in the house of the Lord again this morning. And we know that every time that we gather together, there is always a blessing to be received from you, especially through the ministration of thy word. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, because the entrance of your word always brings light. Now, Lord, let that light shine this morning into our hearts and into our lives, and glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. We can do better than that. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, this morning, breaking the bars and opening the gates. Amen. So let's see what the Lord's going to do for us in this message this morning. Well, you know, there are many, many children of God, and that some of you are sitting right here in this congregation that are being held back. You know, the enemy is holding you back from attaining God's purpose in your life and attaining the blessings of God. And it's like you are boxed in. You know, there's so many gates and so many bars and so forth like that. Well, the Lord's going to break through those this morning. Amen. Amen, somebody. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, so I have got this message, and it's just urgent on me to bring this message to help some people in here this morning. I've been praying about it, you know, and so we're going to start here in Isaiah chapter 26, and we're going to see how the Lord's going to break open some of those bars and open up the gates for you this morning. Amen. If you believe that, you can say amen. Amen. I will start at Isaiah chapter 26, and I'm going to read the first four verses. Isaiah 26, verses 1 through 4. In that day, that's like today, shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation and, you know, salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation may, you know, that keepeth the truth may enter in. Well, open ye the gates for the elect of God to enter in. Amen? Praise God. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Well, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Because in the Lord is everlasting strength. Well, let's see what the Lord's going to do for us this morning. Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord, he said, is upon me. And listen to some of the things that the Lord wants to do here this morning. Praise God. He wants to do this for you here this morning. He said, the Lord has put his Spirit upon me and anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Well, if you are brokenhearted in there this morning, God is going to heal that too. Amen. You know, we don't call him healer for nothing. He heals, he can heal everything. Praise God. You know, and to proclaim liberty for them that are captives. And the opening of the prison, that's kind of like the opening of the gates to them that are bound. You know, and so forth like that. And to appoint, you know, to them that mourn in Zion, beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So that you might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, so that he might be glorified. Can you say amen? Amen. Everything that the Lord does is so that he might be glorified. And he is going to be glorified in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, the Lord, he wants to do some things for us. The very first commandment that came out of the mouth of God when he formed man in Genesis 1:28. The first thing that came out of his mouth was, the Bible says, God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Well, you know, there are some lives that are not being exactly fruitful. You know, if you are not being fruitful and you are not accomplishing, you are not bringing forth the increase, you are not prospering your life, well, that's contrary to God's pronunciation for you. Amen? You know, that means some things are holding you back. Every child of God should be flourishing. The Bible says, they that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. That's everywhere, because the whole world is courts. You know, so you should flourish. You should be in abundance. You should have abundant life. You should be, you know, producing, you know, and being fruitful. And you should be increasing. You know, and if you're not, or not doing as much as you should be, then it means something's holding you back. It means there may be some gates. It means there may be some bars that are holding you back. And that's what the Lord is fixing to break here this morning. Amen. Isaiah 45, and I'm going to read from verse 2. Now listen to this. We're going to get into the strong part of this message now. And I will go before thee, saith the Lord, and I will make the crooked places straight in your life. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and I will cut asunder the bars of iron. So all those things that are holding you back, the Lord said, I'm going to break the gates wide open. I'm going to cut the bars down so that you can go through and possess the promises of God. Amen. Amen. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know. See, all the things he does is for his own glory, that you may know that I, the Lord, that called you by your name, I am the God of Israel. Can you say amen? The gates that are holding you back, God is going to cut them down. Cut down the bars, break the gates in pieces, so that you can go through and possess your possessions. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Isaiah chapter 42. I'm just going to read some verses, and I'm going to say something that the Lord wants me to say to you this morning. Isaiah 42 and verse 16. And I will bring the blind by the way that they know not. Lead them in the paths that they have not known. I will even make darkness light before them. God said, I will turn your darkness into light. That means it's going to take away all confusion. And everything in your life that is not quite right, God's going to cause the light to shine upon it. The Bible says, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. You know how he did it in Genesis 1? He said, let there be light. And there was light. But before he said that, the Bible said there was chaos. I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 1. The Bible said there was a void. You know, there was darkness. And the earth was without form, in verse 2. And void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, he moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. Praise God. One day the Lord showed me how that Holy Ghost moved. You know, I mean, you know, the Lord, he doesn't like chaos. And he doesn't like darkness. And he doesn't like things to be void. And some lives may be void. That means you are not producing. You know, the purposes of God in your life are being held back by whatever. You know, and you are not accomplishing or attaining to your full potential in the Lord. Well, also your life may be chaotic. You know, things are out of order. Well, the Holy Ghost, he can bring order out of chaos. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Nobody like that Holy Ghost can do it. He knows how to do it when he moves upon a life. You know, he can turn the void in your life into something that is fruitful and begin to produce. Like he commanded from the beginning. He says, be fruitful and multiply. And so this is what the Lord, he wants to do for us this morning. So the darkness that is in your life that's causing confusion, God's not the author of confusion. Amen? God is not the author of confusion. God wants your light to shine. He said your light shall shine out of obscurity. You know, there are some of you in here that the enemy, he wants to cover your light. See, so that you will not shine. Well, that was then, but today the Lord says, shine forth in Jesus' name. Shine forth in Jesus' name. You know, let there be light in your life. You know, let the areas that are dark and confused and upside down, you know, let them be put into place and put into order, and let the light of the Holy Ghost shine in your life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You say, well, is it just that simple? Well, maybe not, but by the end of this message, because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you know, God's going to do just that for you. Amen. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Well, of course, you have to be believing and expecting God to do that for you in this service. Now, in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18, you know, the Lord, He wants light to shine upon your ways. Amen? There should be no darkness in the ways of the children of God. Everywhere you go, light should shine upon your ways and should be shining more perfectly every day. Now, listen to this. The path of the just is like the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. In other words, you should not sit in darkness, but light should be shining upon your ways. In fact, the Bible says, the word of the Lord is like a lamp to my feet where I'm standing, and it's like a light to my path where I'm going. You know, God will cause His light to shine upon your ways, so that your life may begin to shine more and more unto the perfect day in Jesus' mighty name. Now, the Lord can take all things, you know, that have died, that have already died and decayed. And the Lord can bring them back. How many of you know the Lord can do that? Oh yeah, absolutely. In fact, the Lord said, you know, concerning even everybody that has believed in Him from the beginning, He said, all that the Father has given me, I will lose none of them. But I will raise them up at the last day. I don't care how they died. You know, I don't care, you know, whether they were thrown into the sea or in the grave or burnt or whatever. I will raise them up at the last day. I will lose none of them. Because God, you know, He's got that command in His voice. Amen. And when the voice of the archangel sounds again, the dead in Christ will rise. You know, I mean, God can do all of that. You know, how much more the things that are decayed, the things that are dead in your life, your dead dreams, God can make them alive again. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. You know, the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, God, He took Ezekiel to this place, a place that was filled with dead bones. And He asked him a question, Son of man, can these bones, these dead bones, these rotten bones, these skeletons, can they live again? Amen? Well, of course, Ezekiel, you know, he was smart. You know, he said, well, you know, because he didn't want to say anything one way or the other. He said, Lord, Thou knowest. You know, and the Lord said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will bring forth life to these dead bones again. But I'm going to use you to do it. Amen? I want you to prophesy to the wind. And I want you to prophesy to the dead bones. And let life come back to them. Hallelujah, somebody. Now God, by the special grace and favor of God, He's put a word in my mouth for you today. And I am going to prophesy that word into your life. Can you say amen? So that things that are not quite right, and things that are not flourishing like they should be, will begin to flourish. Amen. The gates that are holding you back must crumble in Jesus' name. The bars that are holding you back must be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now listen to this. In Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 19. Look at all of the great things that the Lord can do for us. Behold, I will do a new thing in your life. Now it shall spring forth, and shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, that means, you know, in the midst of economic strangulation. Amen, somebody. God will make a way for you. You will be different. Hallelujah. And you will flourish. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I will even make a way, even in the wilderness, even when people said there can cannot be your way. Praise God. I'll make rivers for you in the desert. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of the Lord, through His spoken word, He will do all of these things for you, beginning even today. Amen. The Lord says in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 4 and 5, now there be some things in your life that are low that God is going to have to raise up. Every valley shall be exalted. And every mountain and hill, you know, all the things that are contrary, that are exalting themselves, you know, in your life against the knowledge of God, shall be brought low. But the low areas of your life that God wants you to prosper and the enemy is holding you back, He said, those valleys shall be exalted. Hallelujah. And the Lord will make straight that which is crooked, and He will smooth out the rough places. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Now remember, this is the third time in our many scriptures that we've read that He is saying it will be done for His glory. These things are for His glory. You know, He wants to be glorified in the church elect. He wants to be glorified in your life. And He doesn't want you to be down and be held back, but He wants the glory of God to shine in your life. Can you say amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now listen to this. You know, these are some of the promises that God has given. But the psalmist was rejoicing in the fact that God has already done these things for him. Remember, God said, look, I will break down the gates of brass, you know, so forth. You know, the bars of iron, I will cut them to pieces. But listen to what the psalmist said. You know, rejoicing in the fact that the Lord has already done it for him. In Psalm 107, verses 15 and 16, he said, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Everywhere that people would praise the Lord because of what He has done. Well, what has He done? Listen to what He has done. This is what He said He will do, but He's already done it, if you can receive it. You know, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men, because He has broken the gates of brass and He has cut the bars of iron in sunder. He has already done it. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, the Lord promised that He will do it, you know, but today I want to tell you that the Lord has already done it. Amen. All we are doing today is enforcing that which God has already done. He's walking in the victory of that which Jesus already did. Jesus went to the cross and said, it is finished. Hallelujah. He finished it. Now I want to tell you this also. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be taken from it or added to it, but it is already perfect. The Lord finished the work. You know, He finished it. He whooped that old devil. Amen. Praise God. I love saying that. You know, the devil, he knows that too. You know, he's a defeated fool. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. There is no reason why the life of the children of God should not be abundant. Jesus said in John 10 and 9 and verse 10. He said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I am come that they might have, that's John 10, 10. That they might have life. And that more abundantly. God, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, has provided abundant life for us. And we need to walk in that abundant life. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, your life should be declaring the glory of God every day. The Bible says even the heavens declare His glory. Well, what about you? What about your life? Is your life declaring the glory of God? You know, you should declare the glory of God every morning. Hallelujah. And His faithfulness every night. When you get up in the morning, you say, I know that this day was created for me. And not me for the day. You know, therefore, I command the light to shine upon my ways. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. You know, and let the light begin to shine upon your ways. Walk in the word of the Lord. Begin to say and repeat what God has said in the word concerning you. Don't say anything else. Don't listen to anybody else. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. But the Bible says in First John chapter 5. Turn with me to verse 9 of First John. You know, and listen to what the Bible says. If we receive the weakness of men, Well, then the witness of God is greater. Now, if you turn on the television and you believe the eyewitness news, or you open, you know, whatever, you know, you pick up the newspaper and you believe the things that people are saying, you believe it because you are, even though you are not there, you believe it anyway. Well, if you can believe the witness of men, then the witness of God is greater. And the witness of God is this, that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. The witness of God is that God has broken the gates of brass. And he has cut down asunder the bars of iron and the things that are holding us back. Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. This is the witness of God. And this is the answer of God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, you know, God also, he's always checking it out. Making sure, you know, that, you know, the goodness and the word of God and his promises towards your life are fulfilled. You know, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles, turn with me, chapter 16. And listen to what he says here in verse 9. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him." The Lord's eyes, they are called the holy watchers. They are constantly running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show God strong on your behalf. Amen? And when they have run to and fro, they come back and they report to the Lord. Well, what is the report that they bring, you know, concerning you? You know, well, the report that they bring concerning you is the report of peace. Amen? It's the report of all is well and all is at rest. That is the report they bring concerning you. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro. Well, the Lord doesn't need to run anywhere. The whole universe is in his belly. Amen? But he's got those holy watchers that run to and fro and they bring report concerning you. And they bring good tidings always in Jesus' mighty name. Now the good tidings, that's what we want to hear. You know, that's what we need from the Lord. Now listen to this one verse that I'm going to read, and then I'm going to pray. In Isaiah chapter 44, I want you to look at verse 23. Isaiah 44. He says, "Sing, O ye heavens." Well, you know, not just the heavens, but let the earth and let the elect of God sing. Amen? Let the elect of God sing for joy, because the Lord has already done it. The things that we are declaring concerning you today, the Lord has already done those things. Shout! Even the lower part of the earth, break forth into singing, ye mountains, and all forests, and every tree therein. And I dare say, you know, ye elect of God, you need to shout for joy because the Lord has redeemed his elect, and he has glorified himself in Israel. Amen. He has done the great things. You know, he has broken the gates of brass, and he has cut asunder the bars of iron. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, and that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. The Lord is just reminding you. He doesn't need to say all those things, but he's just reminding you. I am the Lord that did all those things. And listen to all the things that I also do concerning you, that also frustrates the tokens of liars against your life. I am the Lord that frustrates every token of the liars. Hallelujah. Every lie that the enemy has told you that you cannot succeed and you cannot make it and you are held back and you cannot progress, I frustrate those lies. I frustrate the lies. Every token of lies against you, I am the Lord that frustrates those tokens. Why does the Lord do it? So that he might be glorified. He wants your life to be a life of victory, a life of success. Hallelujah. A life of abundance. Thank you, Jesus. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. Praise God. And wherever you are, you need to declare and call yourself the head. Amen. You need to call the day blessed in your life. You need to say, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places today. Hallelujah, somebody. You need to say, I know that the Lord has opened the gates, and I will go in. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, in Psalm 24. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And let the King of glory, let him bring victory into the lives of God's elect. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sing for joy, he said, for the Lord has done it. The Lord frustrates the talkings of the liars. He maketh diviners to be mad. All the people that divine and say things against you, God makes them to be mad. Hallelujah. If you can understand how powerful that is, oh my, that is just so great. He makes them, he turns back even those who think they are wise in their own conceit. He turns them backwards. Hallelujah. He maketh their knowledge to be foolish. And anybody that tries to define your life and so forth, they cannot. Because the Bible says, as the wind blows, hallelujah, nobody can discern the wind. That's right. He says, so is everyone that is born by the Holy Ghost. Nobody can divine your life. Amen? So don't be messing with those horoscopes and so forth. That is devilish. You stay away from that. The horoscope or any of those things, that's devil's work. What you want is the word of the Lord. God said, my thoughts towards you are of peace and for good always and never for evil. And behold, I lay in Zion a sure foundation, a rock, a high tower, a fortress for my people. And he that believeth on him shall never be put to shame. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to stand to your feet. Stand to your feet here this morning. I want everybody to stand to your feet here this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I am he that frustrated the tokens of liars and make a diviner smart and turn wise men and all of their knowledge foolish. And I am he that confirmed the word of my servant. Hallelujah, somebody. And the Lord, and if I be the servant of the Lord, then the Lord will confirm his word through my mouth here this morning. That the gates, hallelujah, that have held you back, they are called the gates of hell. Jesus said, they shall not prevail against your life. Behold, I build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against your life. The gates of hell that are holding you back. See, hell doesn't want you to flourish. Hell doesn't want you to prosper. But well, hell is good. Devil and all his angels, they will be turned into hell. Amen. But the children of God shall inherit the kingdom. Hallelujah. The time, the Bible says, the time shall come and now is when the saints shall possess the kingdom. They shall take back the kingdom of God. They shall possess the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, even before I pray right now, none of you should be behind bars again. Because this word has already set you free. You cannot be behind bars after a message like this. You cannot be, you know, no gates can hold you back anymore. Hallelujah. Now, I want the gates of hell. I don't want any gates that have been preventing the children of God. I want them to hear the word of the Lord this morning. Open ye and let the elect of God through in Jesus' mighty name. That's right. And you know the bars, they're kind of like prison bars. You know when people are behind bars, you know what they are? You know they hold you back. But God said in his word, I will break down those bars of iron. Everything that's got you caged in, I will set you free so that you can fly like the eagle. Hallelujah. Said they that wait upon the Lord, they shall mount up with wings. They shall not be like the sparrows. They shall be like the eagles. Blessed be the name of Jesus. That's right. You know, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk. They shall not faint. You know, all of these things, you know, because they wait on the Lord. Because they believe his word. Praise God. We will believe the word of the Lord. And I want some people who will believe God with me this morning. I want some people to say, well, you know, I don't know, you know, but, you know, no gates can hold me back. Hallelujah. Even the gates of death could not hold Jesus down. He blasted out of that grave. And the angel of the Lord said, why are you seeking for the living among the dead? Because he is not here. He is risen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Jesus said, together with my dead body, every other thing in your life that is dead will I raise up. Amen. Praise God. And I was praying, you know, and I said, Lord, you said, you know, when we opened this place, the Lord said, in this place, sir, will I give peace, said the Lord. And I said, Lord, now perform, you know, that word which you spoke concerning the house of the Lord, that you will give rest and peace to God's elect. Amen. And the Lord said, there shall be no barren among you, and so forth like that. And I said, Lord, perform the word which you spoke. Praise God. And the Lord said, I already done it. Let the people praise me, he said. He said, let the people praise me, because I have already done it. Praise God. Now lift up your hands and praise the Lord this morning. The Lord has already done it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, some of you came in here this morning, you felt like you were behind bars. Amen. There was even the testimony of the brother, you know, that had all the ordinances, handwriting against him, but through prayer, they dropped the case. God set him free. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. They had him indicted on all kinds of charges and so forth like that, but through prayer, God set him free. Praise God. Now, I want some of you that want to be, you know, break all the shackles and everything that's holding you back in your life. Now, listen to me. I'm going to say this. There's one person in here today. Now, this is for you. You know, that, you know, your life should be prosperous, but you are not. You know, and the enemy, he cheats you out of everything. You know, that God, you know, well, if that's you this morning, you know, and you say, look, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know who I have believed. If that's you this morning, this is the reason why I preach the short message. I want to pray for you, and I want to unite with you, and I want to hold your hand, and I'm going to believe the Lord with you. So if that's you this morning, step out here by faith, and let's see God break some things in your life. Hallelujah. Let's see God do some things for you in your life. Let's see God break those chains, break those shackles, set you free. Hallelujah. Now the enemy, he has clipped your wings. Listen to me this morning. The enemy clipped your wings. Your dreams are dead. But I want to tell you something, that God does not bury the dead. The Bible says, God who raises the dead, and he collects those things that are not as though they are. The things that are dead in your life, that the enemy has clipped. I want you to be free this morning. Free at last. Free at last. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, I want everybody that is here, I want you to lift your hands and praise the glory and the beauty of holiness. I want you to praise the name of Jesus. I want you to give him glory, give him praise. I want you to sing and shout for joy, because the Lord has already done it. And I am going to pronounce a word in your life this morning. I am going to pronounce something into your life this morning. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I want you to praise him. Praise him. Come on. People, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord said, let the people praise me. Let all the people praise me. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And you may be here this morning. Perhaps it's one of your children that you are praying for that is not making progress like they should in their lives. Well, I want to tell you that the Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. The Lord is frustrating the tokens of liars in your life. If you are a student in here, and you are not doing as well as you should be doing in school, well, that's the enemy that's holding you back. And sometimes the spirit of rebellion, the spirit of disobedience, children, will hold you back. Well, we're going to break those forces here this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now listen to the word of the Lord. The Lord said, I will go before thee, and I will make the crooked places to be straight. The things that the enemy has made crooked in your life, the things that devil has turned upside down, I will make them straight, said the Lord. I will break in pieces the gates of wrath, and I will cut asunder the powers of iron. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Well, I want you to sing for joy, because the Lord has already done it. He has broken the gates of wrath. He has cut asunder the bars of iron. Oh, that the elect of God may praise him for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of God. Hallelujah. The children of man. Lord Jesus, I want you to connect. I feel the Holy Ghost in here this morning. And I want you to connect with the Lord. Because I will connect with you in prayer right now. And I am going to declare and decree a new beginning. A new beginning in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A new beginning for you. If you believe that, you can say amen. I want to declare the open doors for you. And the Lord said, I am he that openeth and no man can shut. And when I have opened and I have commanded you, even as I have commanded you before to go forward, I want you to enter into the gates and go forward and possess your possession. Be ye not unbelieving, and harden not your hearts as they did in the wilderness. But believe ye the word of the Lord in here this morning. For the Lord has done great things. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. For the Lord has done great things. And the Lord shall restore everything that the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has eaten in your life. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, glorify thyself. Hallelujah. And I know that you heard me already. But so that these may believe that I have spoken your word, we have spoken thus. And let now the Spirit of God, as he did in the beginning when he moved upon the waters, he saw the chaos and he saw the darkness and he didn't like it. And he moved upon the waters. And he moved. Hallelujah. Let now the Spirit of God move in your life in Jesus' name. God can bring order out of the chaos. The Holy Spirit makes straight the things that have been crooked. Straighten the things, Lord, for him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I am he that frustrates the tokens of lies. The lies that the enemy has told you, I have frustrated them, said the Lord. Go through the gates into abundant life in Jesus' name. He said, go through. Go through. Hallelujah. The Lord said, keep moving forward. And quit looking back. Quit looking back, he said. Go through the gates. Go forward in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
For I have opened the gates. And I've broken down the bars that are holding you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for breaking the bars down.
Amen.
Thank you for crashing down the gates.
Amen.
Peace be unto you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now, some of you, there's various things that are wrong. Some of you, it can be as bad as finances and so forth. You got yourself in a bind. You got yourself all messed up and so forth like that. Well, God says, keep your eyes upon me, said the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, your eyes must be upon the Lord. And the Lord is going to help you.
Amen.
Now, Lord, move for these people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Move for them, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Move for them, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, the elect of God, may go through. Salvation and bulwarks has God made for us. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The Lord wants you to attain your full potential. Your full potential. No limits. Say the Lord. No limits. Say the Lord. The bars must come crashing down.
Amen.
The enemy cannot clip your wings.
Amen.
You must soar like the eagle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will even make darkness to be light before them. Make every darkness to be light before him, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord said, I am he that openeth and no man can shut.
Oh, yes.
Go through the gates that the Lord has opened. Let there be light.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot clip your wings.
Amen.
The bars cannot keep you boxed in.
Amen.
The gates cannot hold you back.
Amen.
Release.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Go through the gates. For I have broken down the gates, saith the Lord. And I have cut asunder the bars of iron. And I set a path before you with lights that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Let the people praise me, said the Lord. Let the people praise the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Said unto them that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in his wings. cut him loose, Lord, from every chain.
Yes.
And every weight that drags him down. The enemy cannot clip your wings.
Amen.
Fly like the eagle. Arise from the dead like the phoenix.
Amen.
Jesus. Can these bones live again? Yes. Yes, they can live again. Yes, they can live again. Yes, they can live. Yes. Your dreams. And your hopes and aspirations. The devil cannot frustrate them.
Hallelujah.
I've said before, he had opened doors, said the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let the people praise.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Let's praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Raise up your hand, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For cutting down the bars.
Yes.
For breaking and shattering the gates that are holding him back.
Yes.
The enemy shall not exact upon you.
Amen.
The son of unrighteousness shall not afflict you.
Amen.
Go through the gates, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And praise me.
Hallelujah.
Praise me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and believe the Lord. Your dreams and the tree that has been cut down. There is hope through the scent of water that it shall revive. The enemy cannot shut your light. God will bring you to your full potential. In the name of the Lord Jesus, arise and shine. Glory to God. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The mercy and peace of God bring you through the darkness and into the light. And let a beautiful light shine around you. In Jesus' name. Let the people put their hands together for the Lord Jesus. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. I want to praise him up here again. And let's sing that song that we sang, Worthy is the Lamb. Let's sing that song. Let's worship him. Hallelujah.